I want you to go back in time at ninth grade me, which was nothing up here and completely gross looking. But I played field hockey in high school, and I had no idea who I was as an individual. And one day I was in the field hockey hut, so it's a girls-only locker room that they built specially for this field hockey team on the Eastern Shore, which was Go Warriors, a great field hockey team back in the day. And there I was getting ready for a game, and some girl comes up to me and taps me on my shoulder, and she says, "Hi, do you have some socks I could borrow?" And I'm like, oh, my God. I really, really, really was completely taken back by this experience when I look back at this girl who was busty and everything else that I was not. Blonde hair, blue eyes, everything. And I was like, yeah, I definitely have some socks you can borrow. Totally. I reached in my locker, and I was like, all I have are my lucky freaking socks for this game that's huge, and I want to be really good, and I want to be the best field hockey player I can be. What do I do? I hand her my lucky socks. I don't wear any socks at that game at all. No socks, just shin guards and the sleeves that go over it. She says, "Oh, I'll bring those back to you tomorrow." And I'm like, "No, you can have them. It's fine. It's okay." Meanwhile, part of me was thinking, all right, why did I just say that you can have my lucky socks? They've been doing well for me the whole season. They did well for me for middle school, which is probably gross, but they did. And I let her have them. I totally let her have them. I don't want to drag on, but basically I realized a couple things about myself was, like, every time this girl came around me, she would, like, tap me on my shoulder, and she'd be like, "Are we wearing the same number today for the game?" And I was like, maybe we are. I don't know. It's number seven, number seven. Got it. All right. I would be completely embarrassed and floored that we were wearing the same number, or that we were next to each other while we were playing clarinet, because we're also, if you're a jock at my school, you were also a band geek. So that was great. And she would always be like, "Are you okay?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm fine." And I suddenly realized that sometimes I would say, "Oh, it's okay. Oh, it's fine," when it was not fine. And that was too many lies. Like, yes, you can have my lucky socks. Sure, you can have the same jersey number that I have. Yeah, I'm okay. Sure, you can stand next to me. Sure, you can have the solo. And then I realized, yep, I'm probably in love with you. That's a huge lie. And it all circled around to, yes, I will go out with this guy. Sure, I'll go to this church youth group club thing with this other boy. I will hold his hand, and the whole while it's like, hey, let's go see what Brandy's doing. Brandy looks like she's having so much fun over there where you are not. So I guess I just realized that I was lying to myself by telling everybody it was all right when it wasn't, and then realizing that suddenly I was a lesbian. Well, surprise. But I did not know that at the time, and it was just this whole fabrication of this one individual she has no freaking clue, by the way, don't put this on Facebook, but she has no idea that she kind of helped me realize that about myself. But the whole time, I was lying about who I was as a person. That's it.